Yeah.
You call that a, like you might speak of Cumberland Ridge or another word.
Plateau.
Okay, what about Cumberland Gap?
Yeah.
You ever heard that?
Yeah.
Do you use that word gap?
Yeah, I don't know much about it. It's how that would be yarring, it would be a gap.
Okay.
Oh, it is gap. Well, I used to wait, come down like that and you would out. It's a gap.
Okay, suppose you took a piece of wood and made a little cut, V-shaped cut in the wood. You'd call that a... You made a little...
Trench.
Okay, but you take a piece of wood and take your knife and make a little V-shaped cut. You make a little...
I don't know.
Okay, you would use the word notch?
Yeah, of course, notches. Yeah, cut a notch out of it. Of course.
Okay.
Cut a notch. It's just like, you know, these bad gangsters used to kill so many men, they'd notch a gun. Every man they kill. Count his gun, 7 million killed. With his gun, they had a notch. A notch, of course.
Okay. What do you call a place where boats stop and freight's unloaded?
Boat landing or dock.
Okay. Is there any difference, boat landing and dock?
If it is, I don't know it.
Okay. Suppose you had a stream and the water was flowing along and then suddenly it dropped off real sharp. You call that a...
A fall.
Okay. And what kinds of roads are there? Like made out of different materials, you know?
Mm.
What are some of the kinds of roads?
Oh. You mean, what's different things they build a road out of?
Yeah.
Well, rock, asphalt, concrete.
Do you talk about the concrete road or asphalt road?
Asphalt, yeah. Asphalt road and concrete road. And you have just ground rock road, you know. And church. You know, lots of church right in the lower end of the county down here.
Mm.
And they build all their roads out of church road.
What's that?
Well, it looks yellow like clay, but it's fine rock and stuff in it, that little fine sand line. And after rain, just the nasty stuff here walks right on top. But it don't muddy, just it packs right down, and then it dries right off, and it don't stick to your toes. Chut. Gravel, we get a lot of creek gravel.
Yeah.
We used to build all the roads out of creek, out of gravel in this country. Right out of creek, just haul them out.
Yeah.
You know where? The creek would wash his gravel out. Where the creek make a turn, it'd push his gravel out the side and make a sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
With whole gravel out of there.
Huh. What about this black stuff, not asphalt, that sticky black stuff they use sometimes?
Tar.
Okay.
Well, now I believe it takes tar in the asphalt to make asphalt, don't it? Or do you know?
I don't know
what that is.
Okay, what about a little road that goes off the main road? What might you call that?
A lane or side road.
Okay. What is a lane exactly? Does that have... Some people would say a lane has to be covered with trees on both sides.
Well, most lanes are, but I've never understood just the real meaning of laning. You know, like we're going to drive cows from one pasture to another lots of times. Be a field over here, and it spins off a lane to drive the cows in.
Mm-hmm.
And you take the road right over here, called a long lane. Mm-hmm. Well, it's as much of a road as anything in this country, but why they named it the lane, I don't know.
Yeah.
But there's lots of places now, like the Henpeck Lane. It's between...
Henpeck?
Henpeck Lane, that's the name of it. It's between the 431 and 31, we are, Roosevelt Pike, Columbia.
Yeah.
It's a wide, nice road. But I can remember when it was just a little narrow road.
Yeah.
But it's been Henpeck Lane. I've heard it. It's still Henpeck Lane.
That's something. Okay, what about a road that's...